week's parasha talks about the special avodah of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol performs each and every year. One of the centerpieces of the avodah is the Shnei Seirim, two goats, the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazazel, two goats that he brings as a kohen. Mishnah Yuman Daf Samach Beis says that the mitzvah min amuvchar is that the Shnei Seirim are supposed to be shavim, they're supposed to be equal. Mitzvosin shu shavim b'mara b'komo v'dom. They should be equal in their appearance. They should have the same color. Both should be white. Both should be black. They should be shavim b'koma in height. And shavim b'damim, they should have the same value. They should cost the same amount of money. So the din l'chatchil is that the Shnei Seirim are supposed to be equal. What happens then? Then there's a lottery. There's a goro. Ishna Yuma and Daf Lamita says Torah b'kalpi, the Kohen Gadol would mix up the gorolos in the kalpi in the bin, and then he drew them out and he put a gorol on each one of the seirim. And after the gorol, so the Sar Lashem is set aside, right? The Sar Lashem, the Kohen Gadol takes the Sar Lashem and he's misvada on the Sar, and he shechs the Sar, collects the dam of the Sar, and he sprinkles the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Kodesh, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, by the Parochas, he puts on the Mizbeach. And then he takes from the Basar of the Sar Lashem, he takes from the Perish, from some of the innards of the Sar. And these parts of the animal are Nisraf, Michutz Lamachana, B'makom Tohar. That's the Sar Lashem. The Sar Lazozel, in the meantime, Yom Adchai, the Pasuk says that the Sar Lazozel has to stand on the side. Sar Lazozel is standing, b'chayim. Sar Lashem is being shechted, and the blood is being sprinkled, and the Sar Lazozel is standing on the side. Sham Shafal Hirsch points out that, you know, at first glance, it seems as though the Sar Lazozel's fate is better than the Sar Lashem's fate. You know, if the Sar Lazozel were to be able to contemplate its own circumstance, it might be very happy. He'd be besimcha. In fact, he might even feel a sense of gaiva. Say, look at me, I'm still alive. I know the Sar Lashem, my friend, you know, he was, the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeach, but you know, he's not living anymore, I'm still alive. And then the Sar Lazozel was paraded outside the Beis HaMikdash, they take him, you know, in the Midbar, in the mountains outside Yerushalayim, and, you know, he's walking around, the air and the sun, it's a beautiful spatzir, you know, and his gaiva mistum is only going to grow. Ah, look at my destiny, look at my lot, you know, the Sar Lashem, ah, shechted as a krav, but look at me. And they take him to the tzuk, they take him to the cliff, and then he really feels great. Ah, the mountains, where does a goat want to go if not to the mountains? But we know what the destiny of the Sar Lazozel really is. They're taking him to the mountain, to throw him off the mountain, to throw him off the cliff. The Sar Lazozel and the Sar Lashem, they start out the same, but their fates are very different. Their fates are very different. And the truth is, there's a big musa to this. That sometimes people start out the same. They start out the same in their youth. They look the same. They have similar talents. But then as time goes on, then they separate. And they go on different paths. Sometimes there's an individual who goes on a path of Torah and mitzvahs. He climbs mila of Torah and Yerushalayim and Midas Tovos. He's osik in mitzvahs, maisim tovim. And there could be another individual who is very similar to him initially, but he doesn't go on the path of Torah and mitzvahs. He lives a more physical existence. He lives a life running after kina and taiva and kovet. People can start the same, but they don't always end the same. Sham Shafal Hirsch says that one of the messages of the Shnei Seirim is to realize how critical it is to choose the right path. You see, the story of the individuals and the story of the Shnei Seirim sound similar, but there's one big difference. The destiny of the Seirim is not determined by them. It's determined by the goal. But the destiny of human beings is not determined by a goal. We have the Chiyur Chafshis. We have the ability to choose. And it's up to each and every individual to choose right, to choose the proper path. That's the message of the Shnei Seirim. to choose the path of Torah and Mitzvahs, to choose the path to grow, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Iker in life, and that's the path that we should try to be choosing. I think that this message resonates even more so at the end of Zman, the end of the year. Baruch Hashem, we've been together, we've been learning, we've been steiging, we've been trying to steig. And it's been a journey. Bava Basra is not an easy mesechta. But we've worked hard. We've worked hard throughout the Zman, throughout this semester, throughout the entire year. We've worked hard to make it through and to really grow. And it's been challenging. It's not always easy. It doesn't always work so perfectly. There are challenges. There are ups and downs in life. And there are ups and downs in terms of learning as well. Sometimes we don't follow Shia. Sometimes there's an akuda that we don't get completely. We have to come back to it. We have to work at it. And sometimes we have to leave it. We have to leave it for the next time that we'll learn the Masech. It's been a journey, but Baruch Hashem, we've accomplished, and we've grown. And that's really the message. The message is not to be thrown by the challenges, not to feel that just because there are challenges and there are difficulties, that it's better to take the easy route. People often look at other individuals, they say, you know, who has true happiness? Who has true happiness? The person who's working in the Beis Medrash, you know, sweating away, or the person who's having it easy. And they think that the guy in the Beis Medrash, the person who's working hard, who's learning hard, does he really have the true happiness? His life is full of difficulties. You know, he has to sacrifice. He has to give up so much. Give up pleasures, give up conveniences, and there are limitations on his life. He's not free. He's not free in the same sense. Yeah, but the important thing is to realize that we all are making choices here. And the goal is to have the ultimate happiness. The ultimate happiness is not in this world. It's to do what's right. Because we know that the ultimate schar is not for this world, it's for the future. The message of the Shnei Se'irim is that we have to keep our eye on the goal. That's the trick. The trick is to understand what the goal is, what the purpose of it all is. And hopefully if we keep our eye on the goal, and we work hard, and we daven, and hopefully Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us the siyata d'shmaya we need to truly accomplish, to truly achieve to our full potential. Shabbos.